Cameroon's Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development says several million caterpillars, crickets, and weaver birds from Cameroon, Chad, Niger, and Nigeria are damaging thousands of hectares of farmlands in the Central African state. Farmers and humanitarian associations report that groups of young people, especially women, gather every morning to beat drums, pots, and dishes to scare away the birds and insects. Cameroon State TV on Monday showed videos of women struggling to chase away the migratory birds and pleading for help from the government. Hamadou Yahya is a Cameroonian government agricultural technician in Kalfu district on Cameroon's northern border with Chad. He says in northern Cameroon this month, close to 3 million people lack enough food, especially table food grains. Hamadou says besides the birds, large animals are also destroying huge portions of farmland. Hamadou says for the first time in 3 years, a large number of elephants returned to parks in Cameroon's northern border with Chad and Nigeria, devastating several hundred hectares of farmland. He says this year's extremely long dry season is also drying up water resources in parks, pushing elephants to search for water and food in farms around the parks, which is destroying crops in front of helpless farmers. The Cameroon government also reports that lions have been straying out of their habitat to attack livestock. Hamadou said millet, which is the main source of livelihood for millions of people in northern Cameroon, Chad, Nigeria, and Niger, is being hit hardest by the invading birds and animals. The government of Cameroon says 3 million Cameroonians in the Central African state's northern border with Nigeria and Chad need food aid. Kalbasu Daniel is president of Cameroon's Far North Regional Council, a decentralized structure created by the government to speed up local development. He says the birds, elephants, and lions are escaping harsh weather conditions in their habitats to find food and water around the Lake Chad Basin.
Millet production went down because elephant insects destroyed crop. And now the prices of insecticide on the market is very high. Farmers cannot afford them. Prices of fertilizers went up from 60,000-70,000 a bag of 50 kilo to 42,000, more than double. Therefore, many farmers cannot afford those fertilizers.
The prices for fertilizers are in Central African francs, and 42,000 francs equals about $69. In 2023, Cameroon, Chad, Nigeria, and Niger reported that several million people in the Lake Chad Basin were threatened by severe hunger as floods and wildlife damaged farmland. Cameroon says it is giving free seeds and fertilizers to farmers to begin planting when the rains are expected to come in June. But the farmers say people are hungry now. Cameroon says it does not have the means to use helicopters and planes to fight the migratory caterpillars, crickets, weaver birds, and elephants. It advises civilians to stop farming near elephant and lion habitats. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.